The group working on corrections reform has zeroed in on a few key issues it wants legislators to take up to save the state money and keep certain repeat offenders from going back to prison. Corrections accounts for $660 million of this year's state budget, a cost that increases each year. A group comprising legislators, corrections officials, judges, and prosecutors is picking apart the criminal system to see what can be done to bring those costs down. Representative Chris Kelly of Columbia is a former judge and co-chairman of the group.
The whole purpose of this is how do we improve public safety and decrease costs of incarceration.
Kelly says reforming the system is a two-step process.
Legislation in our area, with the more swift and certain sanctions for violating probation, all that kind of stuff you'll see as part of our work. But the bar work is the next shoe to drop, and that is the revision of the criminal code. They're two different but related concepts.
The group is working with the Pew Research Center to see who's getting locked up and why. It's looking at streamlining the administrative process as well as more clearly defining punishment for offenses like probation and parole violation, failure to pay child support, and differentiating between drug users who sell to support their own habit and those who are career criminals. The group will submit a report to House and Senate leaders next month. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.